Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 27th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 16, but I want to go back just a little bit and think about the word Deuteronomy, which means a copy of the law or a repetition of the law. And so as we read through Deuteronomy, we're seeing for the second time a lot of things. Today we'll read about the Passover. And this is something that back in Exodus, I think it's chapter 12, we already heard about the Passover, but that was when it was actually happening. And now the people of Israel are on the cusp of going into the promised land, and Moses is giving them one last grand sermon, and he's about to transfer leadership to Joshua, and he delivers this farewell address where he prepares the people for the entrance into the land of promise, into the land of Canaan. And so he wants to remind them where they've come from. Remember the God who has brought you out of Egypt. And he wants to emphasize to them the laws that are needed to help them to live in this new land of plenty. Let's begin with Deuteronomy chapter 16, starting in verse 1. The title in my Bible says, The Passover. Observe the month of Aviv and celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God, because in the month of Aviv he brought you out of Egypt by night. Sacrifice as the Passover to the Lord your God an animal from your flock or herd at the place the Lord will choose as a dwelling for his name. Do not eat it with bread made with yeast, but for 7 days eat unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, because you left Egypt in haste, so that all the days of your life you may remember the time of your departure from Egypt. Let no yeast be found in your possession in all your land for 7 days. Do not let any of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day remain until morning. You must not sacrifice the Passover in any town the Lord your God gives you, except in the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. There you must sacrifice the Passover in the evening, when the sun goes down on the anniversary of your departure from Egypt. Roast it and eat it at the place the Lord your God will choose. Then in the morning return to your tents. For 6 days eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day hold an assembly to the Lord your God and do no work. And then the title in my Bible says, The Festival of Weeks. Count off 7 weeks from the time you began to put the sickle to the standing grain. Then celebrate the Festival of Weeks to the Lord your God by giving a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings the Lord your God has given you. And rejoice before the Lord your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. You, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, the Levites in your towns, and the foreigners, the fatherless and the widows living among you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and follow carefully these decrees. Okay, we're going to move now over to Psalm 61. And one of my big dreams with the podcast is to somehow connect all of these psalms with music at some point. And I found online a wonderful resource where a gentleman has just willingly written a lot of songs from the ESV version, which I'll probably turn over to and read from the ESV for this psalm. And he has written them so that as we learn to sing the songs, perhaps we'll be able to put the psalms to memory. So I'm going to put that song at the end of the podcast today. Psalm 61. Lead me to the rock, to the choir master with stringed instruments of David. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you. When my heart is faint, Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. So will I ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. Now we're going to turn over to the book of Colossians. We're in chapter 4 today, and we'll start in verse 2, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. I'm switching back over to the New International Version, and the title in my Bible says, Further Instructions and Final Greetings. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. After this letter has been read to you, see that it also is read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Sometimes when we listen to the Bible reading podcast and we're not contemplating it deeply, I can almost miss the beauty of the instruction that Paul gives. Just to go back through it quickly, he starts by saying, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. This is such an important part of our prayer life that I often can miss. And I remember from VBS last week, we were teaching on Daniel. Remember the story of Daniel in the lion's den? Well, Darius the king had made a decree at the request of some of the other officials that people could only pray to him. And we know the story that Daniel did not want to pray to Darius. He only prayed to the one true God. And it tells the story that three times a day he would go up and he would pray, thanking God. And so today I want to end the podcast just with a prayer of thanksgiving. And then we'll have the song that I promised you by Zach Fitzsimmons on Psalm 61. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you, for you are good. We thank you that you are almighty. We thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you, Lord, for you are eternal. You are gracious. You are kind. We thank you, Lord, that you have delivered the Israelites and you have delivered us. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We pray all of this in his name. Amen.
Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you, and my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. I perform my